Okay, I just want to address a quick point in this week's parsha. So in the end of Chamishi, we have the discussion in the parsha of the prohibition of lending money with ribbis, with neshech, tarbit, right? Al tikach meito neshech v'tarbit v'yareisem elokecha v'cheyachecha imach. As kaspecha lo zitein lo b'neshech v'areis lo zitein achlecha. You shouldn't give money to him with interest. But we know that the custom for a very long time is to find ways around the prohibition. We have what's known as a heter iska, where using a technicality, so instead of defining a loan as a loan, we define it as a joint investment, and using that, without getting to the details of the mechanism, we essentially lend people money with interest. We just technically circumvent the halacha. And as is generally the case with halachic loopholes, so poskim often wonder, and people sometimes wonder, even if it's technically legitimate, have I lost something by violating the spirit of the law? Because it's clear that the meaning of the law was not to lend someone money with ribbis, was to give them a free loan. And here I'm not giving them a free loan. So for sure, if the person really needs a loan and no one's going to give it to him, so it's better to do it with a heter iska with ribbis than not at all. But all things being equal, should we try to avoid lending with interest through the mechanism of heter iska? So I just want to share a perspective from Reb Chaim David Halevi in his Tshuvos and Chelek Aleph Tshuva Samach, where he has a fascinating suggestion of how to balance the spirit and the letter of the law in the case of ribbis. And he notes as follows. He says, look, even assuming that a heter iska works formally, let's assume that, and if you do it well, it can definitely work to solve the technical problems. What is the spirit of the law against lending money biribis? So he said, what it seems to be clear from the psukim is the reason you're not supposed to lend money with ribis, with interest, is because there are certain types of people that really need your help, and you're supposed to do a chesed, you're supposed to give them a loan and not add to the problems they're already in, and lend with interest. And he notes that there's two types of people that fit into that category. One, we find in this parasha, v'chiyamuch achicha umata yado imach v'chezak devoger v'soshavacha imach. So the parasha here describes chiyamuch achicha imach. If someone becomes poor, so then you should support him, v'chezak devo. So he says, what is the Torah talking about there? Somebody who wasn't poor, but he falls on hard times, right? He owns a small business, he owns a restaurant, he's just starting off, and there's some unforeseen problem with the equipment, and he needs a short-term loan to buy a new oven, to buy a new stove, and if you lend him the money, he'll get back on his feet, he won't descend into poverty. But if you take advantage of him at that moment, so then you're just going to make it harder for him to build himself back up. That's kiyamucha chicha umata yado imach v'chazak debo. It's someone who wasn't poor, fell on hard times, and now you're supporting him. So there the Torah tells you, get him out without taking advantage of him. The other pasuk, ki kesef talve es ami, so that's talking about an even worse case. Someone who's always been poor. And he needs money not for a one-time loan, but for food, for basic necessities. And every time you lend him money with interest, it just pushes him down farther and farther and farther. And he said, that's the second kind. He says, that's what it means when the Torah describes it in both places as neshech, as Chazal understand it, davar anosheich. It bites him, right? He's already down in the dust, and you are attacking him. You're making it worse. So he says, look, if you have somebody who needs a small loan, either because he's always been poor and he needs food, he needs necessities, or he needs help to prevent him from falling down the economic ladder, he needs a one-time loan just to keep him afloat, and then he'll be back on his feet, but he really needs the money. So it's true, you could formally get out of it, get out of the problem of interest with a heter iska. But he says, that's not right, because the spirit of the law is clear. You're taking advantage of someone who really needs the money. He said, but the modern era has introduced something else, where the person you're lending the money to, right, might have more money than you do. The government, for example, right? You take out a CD, you take out a bond, right? You're lending money to, not to the little guy, not to the guy down in the dust, you're lending money to the government, which has billions and trillions of dollars. You're the little guy, and you're lending money to the big guy. So he says, look, that, the spirit of the law never spoke to that case. The government isn't down in the dust. So there, the only thing that's left is not the spirit, but the letter. And if all there is the letter of the law, so then it's legitimate to use a loophole, because as long as the letter of the spirit of the law doesn't apply anyways, so then obviously there's still the letter of the law. You can't just violate halacha. But then it's legitimate, not just halachically, but religiously, to take advantage of the loopholes. And that's how he ends his tshuva. And he says that even though it's true there is this loophole, as is with anything else in halacha, we have to be attentive both to the letter and the spirit. When we find a case where the spirit isn't there anyway, so then we still have to take account of the formalities in halacha, and we can use a loophole. In cases where the spirit of the law is still there, we should try as best as we can not to take advantage of the loopholes and fulfill the mitzvah as it was meant to be fulfilled. So in this case, if the person really needs the money and you can afford to give him that loan to get him back on his feet, you should give it without the interest and not be the no sheikh, not be the one who kicks him back into the dust.